Dr. Quinton Martens, an expert on big cats from South Africa, is the principal researcher for the Audubon Canyon Ranch Mountain Lion Project, now examining their presence in the Mayakamas Mountains that bridge Sonoma and Napa counties. One of the first questions he's addressing is, just how many of them are there?
Right now, the population looks like what it should be, and it's fairly low. There are not that many adult lions around. We've already got 4 cats that are collared. 3 of them are adults. This perception that they're increasing is misleading because the number of adults in the population remains pretty constant.
And that's driven primarily by their food supply.
Their numbers are reliant on the prey availability and also habitat. Typically, you have a certain number of prey available, and lions prefer deer. That's their main prey. So their numbers would be dependent on how many deer there are.
But another limiting factor for the mountain lion population, here or anywhere else, is the size of their range. Martens says females typically control an area of 40 to 50 square miles, but a male's range can be several times that size.
In our area, we would expect a male's range to be up to 200 square miles, and the one male that we have collared, we've only had him collared for just over a month, and it takes up to 3 months to get a really good idea of what the range is. And right now, his range is already over 150 square miles.
That makes it hard for the next generation to establish a territory of their own, he adds.
You would have X number of lions in an area, and once they breed, those cubs are essentially kicked out. They have to disperse and then find gaps elsewhere in order to survive. They move out of the area, and then they have a very high mortality rate.
This also contributes to the lions' low, if stable, population numbers. Yet it also creates a system in which the arrival of a surviving competitor from afar can enrich a given area's gene pool.
P5, the male that we've got collared, is already almost 9 years old, so we wouldn't expect him to live much longer, actually, and he's going to be replaced by another male. And once a new male comes into an area, the first thing they do is kill any of the cubs in that area if they can. He would then mate with all the females and bring new genes into the population.
Through his ongoing study, Martens hopes to trace these and other behaviors in greater detail and share his findings as widely as possible, because he knows these big cats can inspire a lot of interest in the public imagination.
It's an iconic, charismatic species. It attracts attention, whether fear or admiration. You can get people's attention by talking about mountain lions and making people aware of their presence in the communities. And once you've got people's attention, you can use that opportunity to look at broader issues and find ways of connecting people to nature, allay fears about these animals being in the environment, to encourage coexisting with wildlife such as mountain lions.
But as human presence in their territory grows, so too does the potential for interspecies encounters. We'll take a closer look at that tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.